of young and happy days. A few words will tell the history of each, and then we can go on with a new chapter of their lives. Franz was now a merchant kinsman in Hamburg, a man of 26 now and doing well. Emil was the jolliest tar that ever sailed the ocean blue. His uncle sent him on a long voyage to disgust him with this adventurous life, but he came home so delighted with it that it was plain this was his profession, and the German kinsman gave him a good chance in his ships, so the lad was happy. Dan was a wanderer still, for after the geological researches in South America, he tried sheep farming in Australia, and was now in California looking up mines. Nat was busy with music at the conservatory, preparing for a year or two in Germany to finish him off. Tom was studying medicine and trying to like it. Jack was in business with his father, bent on getting rich. Dolly was in college with Stuffy and Ned, reading law. Poor little Dick was dead. So was Billy, and no one could mourn for them, since life would never be happy, afflicted as they were in mind and body. Rob and Teddy were called the Lion and the Lamb, for the latter was as rampant as the king of beasts, and the former as gentle as any sheep that ever baaed. Mrs. Joe called him my daughter, and found him the most dutiful of children, with plenty of manliness underlying the quiet manners and tender nature.